Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The United States has announced new sanctions against Russia, targeting its energy sector, including its two largest oil companies. A statement said the punitive measures were taken because of the Kremlin's lack of serious commitment to a peace process to end the war in Ukraine. It said the move would hinder Moscow's ability to raise revenue for its war machine and support its weakening economy. Speaking from the Oval Office alongside the NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, President Trump said the sanctions would have a big impact.
They'll certainly have an impact. They're massive sanctions. The two biggest oil companies, among the biggest in the world, but they're Russian. They do a lot of oil. And hopefully it'll push, hopefully he'll become reasonable, and hopefully Zelensky will be reasonable too. You know, it takes two to tango, as they say.
The new sanctions mark a significant turnaround for the Trump administration, which hasn't followed through on several previous threats. Our Washington correspondent, Nomia Iqbal, explains more about the new sanctions.
Despite the fact Donald Trump having run out of patience, I mean, he's also said that he cancelled that meeting that he was planning to have with President Putin. He said that the meeting will still happen sometime in the future. But he also said that these sanctions were necessary. Oil sanctions are a weapon often used by Washington to basically starve a country they consider rogue of revenue in order to change policy. Now, whether or not that works on Russia, we'll see. We'll see what Russia's reaction is. But he hopes that they won't last for long.
The United States has struck another alleged drug smuggling vessel in international waters, this time off the Colombian coast in the Pacific Ocean. Previous strikes had hit a boat in the South Caribbean. The US says the attack killed two people. It comes as a dispute worsens between President Trump and Colombia's President Gustavo Petro over the US naval military campaign against drug trafficking. Ione Wells reports.
This is now the eighth strike of its kind by the US, which says it has now killed 34 people who it alleges are drug traffickers. The US has not yet provided any evidence or details about those on board. Pete Hegseth said the boat was operated by a designated terrorist organisation. The expansion of these strikes into the Pacific Ocean is significant. Many analysts have questioned the US's narrative that these strikes have so far been about narcotics alone, given the Caribbean is not by any means the biggest drug trafficking sea route. The Pacific Ocean is a greater one, so in that sense is more consistent with the US's justification. However, many in the region believe this is also about putting military pressure on Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro and attempting to remove him from power.
Sudan's Civil Aviation Authority has granted Khartoum International Airport a safety certificate. The regulator said it inspected its facilities and navigation systems to ensure it met safety and security standards before resuming operations. The airport received its first domestic flight in almost 3 years on Wednesday. World News from the BBC. The head of the World Health Organization says the UN agency led the medical evacuation of 41 critical patients from Gaza on Wednesday. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said they were accompanied by almost 150 companions. He said there were still 15,000 patients waiting for approval to receive medical care outside Gaza. Britain and Germany's defence ministers are set to announce details of closer military ties, including flying joint maritime patrols from a Scottish airbase to search for Russian submarines. Two countries will also set out plans to work together to boost cyber security. President Trump has confirmed the historic east wing of the White House is being completely demolished to make way for a massive Mar-a-Lago-style ballroom. Charles Haviland reports.
In scenes that have shocked many, demolition and construction vehicles have been at work this week, smashing down the neoclassical east wing of the White House, leaving dust, rubble and tangles of wire. In July, Donald Trump said his chandelier-decked ballroom would not affect the wing, but on Wednesday he admitted they were really knocking it down. A day earlier, he'd expressed glee, saying demolition and construction reminded him of money.
You probably hear the beautiful sound of construction to the back. You hear that sound? Oh, that's music to my ears. I love that sound.
The East Wing had for decades housed the First Lady's office, and Hillary Clinton has commented in anguish, "It's not his house, it's your house, and he's destroying it." The White House press spokesperson accused her and others of fake outrage. The National Trust for Historic Preservation says the new ballroom will dwarf the White House itself, and the demolition work must go through public review.
15,000 Roman coins have been discovered in Wales in one of the biggest hoards ever found there. A metal detectorist uncovered the coins inside clay pots in August. It took over 6 hours to dig them up. He said he slept with the treasure in his car, fearing it might be stolen. The hoard is now with the National Museum of Wales. BBC News.